Okay. All right. So Bez Hashem will continue our learning Monday nights of the sitter, to go through the sitter. Baruch Hashem, we don't daven as slowly as we learn it. Yeah. So we're holding by Berachas HaTorah. I think that's where we're up to. So my da'ani v'chul Berachas HaShachar. So now we'll learn a little bit about Berachas HaTorah. So it happens to be, I think it was maybe Parshas Hazinu a number of weeks ago. So by Shal Shudas, I spoke about this a little bit. But I figure now will be an opportunity to be marchiv, to explain a little bit more in depth. So we'll be able to learn it properly. So we'll do it like this. We'll learn a little bit, a piece of Gemara about Berachas HaTorah, some of the halachas of Berachas HaTorah, and then we'll see from there into the pnimiyus, the chassidus of it. A little bit. Okay, so in Marmukah number one, so you have a Gemara and Bracha, Staf Yud Aleph on the base. So a little bit of background. We know that, generally speaking, Brachas are Midrabanan. They're Midrabanan. The fact that you have to make a Bracha before you drink water, before you eat, and so on, it's Midrabanan. There's two exceptions to that. We know the Pashtus is there are two Brachas that are from the Torah, right? So you have benching, Berachas HaMazin. That's for sure a mitzvah from the Torah, V'yichalta V'sevata V'yirachta. And then you also have Berachas HaTorah. The Pashtus, Berachas HaTorah is deraisa. It says in Pasuk, the Gemara says, it says in Pasuk, that's in Parshas Hazinu. That's why we spoke about it then. Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gaila Lekeinu. When I call out, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out Hashem's name, then you have to say praises to Hashem at the same time. So calling out Hashem's name means to learn. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Gaila Lekeinu, you have to praise Hashem. That's Berachas HaTorah. So from the Torah, you have to make a bracha. But what does it mean a bracha? What's the nusach? That's open-ended. So then Chazal come, and they give us a particular nusach. So what's the nusach? What's the words of Berachas HaTorah? So that's what the Gemara over here in Brachas is talking about. So the Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph, in the base like this, Mai Mevarech, what do you say for Berachas HaTorah? What are the words? So the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, a few different opinions. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel said, the bracha is, Asher Kitchan B'metzvayis V'tzivanu, La'asak B'divir Torah. That's the bracha. It follows the similar nosach to all brachas and mitzvahs. Asher Kitchan B'metzvayis. Fine. That's Shmuel's opinion. Rav Yochanan, Messiah B'hachi, Rav Yochanan would end in the following way. Harivna Hashem Alakinos Divir Suras B'finu, that Hashem, you should make, please make the words of Torah sweet in our mouths, with Pius Amcha Beis Yisrael, in the mouths of Klal Yisrael, Vini Anachnu, V'tzatzeinu, V'tzatzoy Amcha Beis Yisrael, and that us, our children, all the children of Klal Yisrael, Kulonu Yod Yishmecha, we should all be those that know your name, V'ayiski Sarasecha, and those that are involved with your Torah, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amlam Yitar Lam Yisrael. Again, there's different Nischayis exactly. Words here and words there might be a little bit altered, based on different Nischachs, but that's the Gemara. So Shmuel says, Asher Kitchen Mitzvahis is Tzvon Alasa Duris Haira. Rav Yochanan says, Vaharivna. Rav Amnuna said, the bracha is Asher Baruch Abani Mikol Amin, V'nosalon Es Torosai, that Hashem chose us from all nations, gave us His Torah, Baruch Ato Hashem Noisen HaTorah. Those are the three opinions. So you have Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Amnuna. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna said, Zuhi Mu'ula Shebe Brachas. Of all the different options, the one that I'm suggesting, Asher Baruch Abani, that's the best. Mu'ula Shebrachas is the greatest of all these brachas. Doesn't explain why, but he says it's Mu'ula Shebrachas. Ends the Gemara, Hilkach, because of, therefore, Laminu Lukulu, you should say all of them. You should say all of them. That's our minig, right? You say all the brachas. You say all the brachas. So first of all, I guess there's two points. Why is, Rav Amnuna said, Asher Baruch Abonu is the best. Why is it the best? Why is it Hamu'ula Shebrachas? Why is it better than the other two options? And second of all, what does it mean, Hilkach, therefore you should say all of them? You would assume that that last sentence, therefore you should say all of them, is flowing from what was previously said, which is that Asher Baruch Abonu is the best bracha. Well, if Asher Baruch Abonu is the best bracha, then just say Asher Baruch Abonu, right? So a lot of Mefarshim say that it must be that the last sentence of therefore say all of them is going back on just the general discussion, which is that you have three opinions. So you have all these three opinions, so say all of them. it's a little bit strange because, again, it's flowing from the, literally, I mean, the simple flow of the Gemara is the last sentence, which is that Rav Luna said, Asher Baruch Abanu was the best, therefore say all of them. That's difficult. Why would I say all of them if Asher Baruch Abanu was the best? Just say Asher Baruch Abanu. Okay. By the way, the fact that there are three brachas, that's also just in parentheses. That's why, you know, the minig is to, is that after brachas, after you say the brachas, then you immediately learn something, right? So what do we learn right away? So the minig is we learn three things. You say the brachas kahanim, those are psukim and chumash. Then you say elo dvarim she'ein lehem shir, which is a mishnah, maseches peah. And then you say a brisa, elo dvarim she'adam meichel perasein b'olam hazeh v'akeren kivan salam haba. That's a brisa. So you're saying something from chumash, from mishnah, and a brisa. So many Rishonim say, the Baal Amor, many Rishonim say that that's because he just said three brachas. He just said, Asher Kedshanu, Ben Tzvay, Sisvon, Lassu, Divisayr, Av Harev, No, Asher Rech Abanu. So to correspond to that, we say those three pieces of learning, Berchas Kahanim, a Mishnah, Mesechus Peitzim, Peya, and a Brais as well. Okay, so let's go back. So again, Rav Nuna said, Asher Rech Abanu is the best. Why is Asher Rech Abanu the best? So Rashi, so if you take a look at Marmukah number 2, Rashi says, why is Asher Baruch Abanu the best? So Rashi says, Lefi sheyesh ba, because in Asher Baruch Abanu, you find three different themes all tied together in Asher Baruch Abanu. That what? Lefi sheyesh ba haydo l'makim. In Asher Baruch Abanu, like every bracha, there's praise and thanks to Hashem. So that's one theme. Kilos l'Torah. There's in the theme in Asher Baruch Abanu, you also have a theme of praising the Torah. Saying Vanasal Lenu is Torosai, so it means that you're putting the Torah on the pedestal. You know, it's something chashuv. So you're being machshav Hashem. You're thanking Hashem in the bracha, standard bracha. You're also praising the Torah, Uli Yisrael, and you're praising the Jewish people. Asher Baruch Abanu Mikol Amim. So therefore, says Rashi, since it has these three elements, praising Hashem, praising Torah, and praising the Jewish people. That's why it's the best. That's why it's the best. Now, the truth is, the Mepharshim point out that this point that Rashi, the way Rashi is explaining, that Asher Baruch Abanu is the best because it has these three components, if you zoom out, these three components are really a theme in the three brachas. In other words, they all have a certain expression in the last bracha, but when you zoom out, really these three brachas correspond to these three qualities. In other words, the first bracha, Asher Kedshanu B'mitzvos Tzivonu La'aseh V'Kedivrei Torah. So that bracha is fundamentally praising Hashem. It's thanking Hashem for something. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us the bracha, for giving us the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Just like there's haidav to Hashem for giving us the mitzvah of tzitzis, and tefillin, and mezuzah, and Shabbos candles, v'chulutzel, la'aseh V'Kedivrei Torah as well. So the first bracha is fundamentally focused on haidav l'makom. What's the second bracha? Harav Nashim Elokeinu Zivrei Sof Sofinu, that Hashem, you should make the Torah sweet in our mouths. We should appreciate it. All Jewish people should love Torah. That's that's coming from a place of being machshev and praising Torah itself. The Torah is something special. So the first bracha is Haydol L'Malkim, fundamentally. The second bracha is Kilos, the Torah is praising the Torah. And the third bracha, again, it has all components in it, but the focal point relative to the first two, the focal point of the third bracha is Asher Baruch Abanu Mikol Amim V'Nasan Tzairasa. He's talking about the praise of the Jewish people. So these three elements of Haydol L'Malkim, Kilos the Torah and Kilos the Yisrael, thanking Hashem, praising the Torah, praising the Jewish people, is really the theme of Birchas HaTorah B'chlal. And in the last bracha, the reason why it's the best is because all these three elements find space in the last bracha. So to a certain degree, that's also the explanation of why, even though the third bracha is the greatest of all of them, you should say, as the Gemara ends off, but therefore say all three. Because by saying by saying the first two as well, then those first two components that are found in the first bracha, which is the primary point of the first bracha, and the primary point of the second bracha, you then notice it, and then it becomes, you know, highlighted in the third. If you just had the third by itself, you might not notice all the different aspects that are being brought out over here. You say the first, that's the idea of Haydol Hashem. You say the second, which is praising the Torah. You say the third, which is praising the Jewish people, but you also find in there elements of the first two. Now it brings, now you can, it's more pronounced now, the greatness of the third bracha in the fact that it has all three. You wouldn't notice, you wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't become clear that these are three different important elements in Birchas HaTorah if you just had the third by itself. So you have these three brachas, and these are the three components. So again, what we have so far, what we have now is that for whatever reason, we have to figure this out, for whatever reason, Chazal decided that when we're making a bracha on Birchas HaTorah, these are the three components that need to be brought out. Praising Hashem, as we do with all brachas are mitzvahs, praising the Torah, and praising the Jewish people. Ad kidei kach, the Asher Bracha Bonu, which has all three elements, is the greatest of all of them. So what is it about these three components? What are these three elements? What are these three elements? So the truth is like this. What we find is that these three components, these three qualities of Bircha, that we find in three brachas of Birchas HaTorah, really correspond as well to three different levels, three different madrigas in the midst of Talmud Torah itself. So let's go like this. In Maramaka number 3, we'll see a few Rambams over here. The Rambam, in a few different places, tells us different madrigas, different levels and different tiers of how a person can fulfill the midst of Talmud Torah. And we'll see there's three different elements. So Maramaka number 3. It's the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perak Aleph, Halacha Ches. Over here, the Rambam introduces us to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It says the Rambam, Kol Ish Miyisrael, every single Jew is chayv at Talmud Torah, every single Jew is obligated to learn. It's one of the mitzvahs. Just like there's, you know, there's 630 mitzvahs. One of them is to learn. So it says the Rambam, Bein Oni, Bein Osher, whether a person is poor or rich, Bein Shalom Begufoy, Bein Bal Yisurim, whether they're healthy or otherwise, Bein Bochur, whether they're young, Bein Shai Zak and Gadol, or very old, even a very, very poor person, a person that has a large and busy family, has to find time, has to set aside time every day for learning, day and a night. A little bit of the day, a little bit of night. So this Rambam is introducing us to tier number one. What's tier number one? Tier number one in learning is to learn because there's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and just like there's the mitzvah to put on film, there's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis, so there's a mitzvah to learn. What is this mitzvah of learning? The mitzvah of learning is a little bit of the day, a little bit of night, v'kispa yom v'layla, any extra time, you learn. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So there's one sort of approach to learning, which is no different than the way you would approach any other mitzvah, which is, it's one of my obligations that I have to do throughout my day, so I have to do it. So, you know, that's one tier. Corresponding to that tier of learning, because it's just one of the 613 mitzvahs, so that tier has a unique bracha to it. The bracha that we have for that most basic tier is the type of bracha that we would make on any mitzvah, which is Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvahs v'sivanu lasim v'divrisar. So the first bracha we have, which is again like every other birchas mitzvahs, which is focused on thanking Hashem for giving us a mitzvah. So that's what we have for Talmud Torah as well. So you have this one again entry level, you know, to the mitzvah to learning, which is I'm learning because it's one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So therefore, I make a bracha on that, like I make a bracha on all mitzvahs. That's Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvahs v'sivanu lasim v'divrisar. That's the first bracha of birchas Torah. But then there's another element to the mitzvah of Torah. There's another tier. What's the second tier? So Maramaka number 4. Before was the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah. In the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam introduces us to we're somewhat used to it, but it's a new idea. The Rambam says there's such a thing that's called a person that there's a level of commitment to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that is called the crown of Torah, the Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. It's a unique thing. We don't find this by any other mitzvah. You know, when it comes to tefillin, so there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. A person puts on tefillin 5 times a day. Okay, so they fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin 5 times. But there's no such thing that's called the crown of tefillin, right? It is what it is. It's just, you're just doing it more times than other people. Not so with Torah. The Rambam introduces us to an idea is that, that, as we'll see in a second, a person who dedicates themselves fully for the sake of learning, that's not just fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah more than other people or more often than other people. That's a different level. It's a different grade of Talmud Torah. It's a higher tier of the mitzvah itself. Says the Rambam like this, Marmukah number 4. It's in Parag Gimel Halacha Vav. Mi shenaso liboy, says the Rambam. These are the words. Someone who's inspired, who becomes inspired. L'kayim mitzvah zu keroyla. Someone who's inspired to fulfill this mitzvah of Talmud Torah as it's befitting her. Who's her? Torah, right? Torah is Lashon HaKeva, right? So a person that wants to fulfill this mitzvah as it befits Torah. As it befits Torah. V'liyas muhtar b'kisra shel Torah, and to be crowned with the crown of Torah. So this demands a higher level of commitment. So lo yasiach taitul dvar mecheirim, the person is now not, it won't be able to be mesiach das, won't allow themselves to be distracted by anything else. V'lo yosim aliboy, and a person should not have a person shouldn't think sheyikne Torah ma'oshev akavid ke'echa, that they'll have Torah and wealth and honor all at the same time. If you want keser Torah, you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Torah as it befits Torah to reach this higher tier, then you have to go all in learning without any assumptions of what's going to come to you in terms of parnasa, in terms of kavod. You have to just go all into it. Kachi darka shel Torah, this is a famous line. This is the way of learning Torah in this tier, which is pas melach toichal, v'aretz tishan, to just eat simple food, sleep in a simple way, v'chai yitzar tichya, to live a life of difficulty if need be, v'tarat yamal, and to focus in learning. So the Rambam introduced this higher tier with the following words, that a person is inspired, which first of all tells you it's not an obligation, you don't have to. If you're inspired to do it, then you can. It's voluntary. It's voluntary. Huh? You have to want to do well. It's interesting. You have to learn, but you also have to have no expectations, right? It's all going to be taken care of for you. You can't go with those expectations either. You have to go all in learning. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever happens, happens, but no expectations. But his language was, if you volunteer to fulfill this mitzvah as it befits Torah. That's a very strange term. That's a very strange language, as it befits Torah. Why do we put on tefillin? Because for the sake of tefillin, for tefillin. It's for me. I need to put on tefillin. Why do I shake Luv and Esrik? Because it's chaval for Luv and Esrik to sit there? No, it's because I need to shake Luv and Esrik. When I, the first tier of Talmud Torah is similar to that. Why am I learning? Because I have to learn. That's the Rambam started in Marmalkah number 3. Every single person is obligated to learn, just like you're obligated to do other mitzvahs. The second tier, what makes the second tier unique, is that all of a sudden the approach to Torah learning is different. I'm not in the second tier. I'm not learning because this is a mitzvah that I have to do. I don't have to do it. This is a voluntary thing. So why am I doing it? It's because It's chaval for the Torah to be sitting on a shelf and not to be studied with absolute dedication. I'm doing it for the Torah's sake. So in other words, this entire tier is completely motivated because the Torah is so special, so precious. This is Hashem's thoughts. This is Hashem's wisdom. This is divine knowledge. So it's only befitting for it to be studied with absolute dedication. So someone has to do it. There's no one that we point to and say you have to. You don't have to. It's not your obligation. But at some point, it has to, for the Torah's sake, it has to be studied someone has to study the Torah with absolute dedication because that's what the Torah deserves, so to speak. That's what's befitting for the Torah. Huh? The chefs of Torah, the mitzias of Torah, as a divine wisdom, as Chachmas Hashem, deserves to be sort of worked through with absolute dedication. This corresponds to the second bracha of Berachas HaTorah, which is, as Rashi said, Kilas HaTorah, which is focused on the praise and the greatness of Torah itself. The Harav Nashim Elokim is the that we should be, that we daven to Hashem, that Torah should be sweet in our lips, and all Jewish children should appreciate Torah. It's like, again, we don't make such a bracha when it comes to Luv and Esrik. There's no bracha by Luv and Esrog that Hashem, it should be, everyone should be excited to shake Luv and Esrog when it comes Sukkos. We don't make such a bracha like that. It's because every other mitzvah is with the first tier, which is, you know, thanking Hashem for giving us the mitzvahs, gevaldik, and we just do it. It's our obligation. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, there's a second tier, which is to fulfill the mitzvah of Torah, because Torah needs to be studied. It deserves to be studied because it's so special, it's so precious. That's the second bracha that corresponds to the second tier. But there's a third tier. What's the third tier? Which corresponds to the third bracha. The third tier is actually in the Rambam. It's not in Hilchas Talmud Torah. That's, we'll speak about that in a moment. But the third level of commitment to Torah is found in the Rambam at the end of Shemitah v'Yovel. The section in the Rambam which talks about the halachas of Shemitah and Yovel and so on. Over there, the Rambam is talking about Sheva Levi, right? The Sheva Levi, they didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, right? So they're dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash and so on. So the Rambam says like this. It's in Maromoka number 5. It's the famous famous words of the Rambam. V'lama lo yizach Levi b'nachlas Eretz Yisrael. Why was Levi not zoicha to have a portion in Eretz Yisrael that's theirs? Uba bizase mechav, or even in spoils of war. The halach is, the Rambam says this earlier, that whenever the Jewish people go to war and they divide up the spoils, even that Sheva Levi doesn't have a chelik in. Why? So says the Rambam, neshuhuv da lavidis Hashem. It's because Sheva Levi has been designated and separated for the complete focus of service of Hashem, ula sharsai, to serve Him. Ulahayres drach of Hayisharim, to teach Hashem's ways, umishpatav, and His laws, hatzadikim, His righteous ways, larabim, to the people. It's interesting when people think about this Rambam, that Sheva Levi is separate. We usually think of it that they're separate to work in the Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say that. The words of the Rambam are that they're separated to serve Hashem and to teach His ways and His laws to the Jewish people. In other words, Torah. That they're separated to serve Hashem and to teach Torah. So we'll see about this, exactly what this means in a moment. The Rambam then goes on to say, Lefichach, because of this, you know, sort of dedication that Sheva Levi is designated for, this work that they're designated for, which is to serve Hashem and to teach His service and to teach His mitzvahs and so on to the Jewish people, and therefore they've been separated from the ways of the world, and that's why they don't have a chelik in the land and so on. They don't go to war. Elam chel Hashem, they're the armies of Hashem. Vuhu baruchu, and Hashem zichel lehem. Hashem takes care of them. Shenemer ani chelkecha v'nachlasecha. Hashem says, I am your chelik. I am your inheritance. It says around v'loy sheva levi b'vad. These are famous words. It's not just Sheva Levi, the actual Shevet. Rather, any single person from all walks of life, Ashenodva Ruchi Oisai, that again is inspired and volunteers, the Hevinoi Madoi, and his intellect and his, you know, his knowledge brings him to this desire, Lihibodel Lam Lufnei Hashem, to become separate and to stand before Hashem, L'sharsai, U'la'ovdai, to serve Him, L'deyas Hashem, to serve Him in the way of knowing Hashem, to know about Hashem, V'holach yosher k'may she'sow elikim, and to go in a straight path like Hashem created human beings, Adam Rishon in the beginning, U'porak matzavari olcha chesh'baynes harabim asher b'kshu b'nei Adam, and the person is willing to throw off of himself the chesh'baynes that people usually make about, you know, what's going to be in this world. Hariz niskadish kodesh kadoshim, the person is sanctified, holy of holies, v'yashem chelkev v'nachlosi lo'olam, ulol me'olamim. Hashem is his chelik in this world forever. V'yisk lo'y b'olam haza, dover maspik lo'y. And Hashem will provide him in this world something that's appropriate to him. K'may shezik l'kahanim u'levim, just like He gave to the kahanim and levim by the times of the Beis HaMikdash. This Rambam in Hilchas Shemitah v'Yovel, again, the way it's usually interpreted is that Sheva Levi is different. They work in the Beis HaMikdash. They're separate for Karbonis, and that's why they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael and so on. That can't be, because how does Rambam end off? Not just Sheva Levi. Anyone can volunteer for this. But if you're not from Sheva Levi, you can't work in Beis HaMikdash, right? You can't volunteer for that. So if the dedication of Levi for Avodas Hashem means avoiding the Beis HaMikdash, then you can't end off the paragraph by saying it's not just them, it's anyone that wants to volunteer. That's not true. And when the Rambam went on to say, anyone can volunteer, what volunteer for what? So over there, the Rambam gives a little bit more clarity. He's volunteering this person, not from Sheva Levi, is becoming an honorary member. For what purpose? Lam lefnei Hashem, to stand before Hashem. L'shar esay l'avdai, to serve Him. In what capacity? To do mitzvahs. Every Jew has to do mitzvahs. L'deya es Hashem, to know God. To know God. V'holach yoshek m'ashe sowa l'kim, and to go straight like Hashem created Adam Rishon. What does that mean? What the Rambam is telling us is like this, is the Rambam is introducing us to a third tier in learning. Until now we had two tiers in learning. And the first two tiers are fundamentally about how dedicated you are to learning and what is motivating you in that dedication, right? So the first tier was basic level of motivation. I'm learning because it's a mitzvah like I'm doing any other mitzvah. And because of that, I'm learning a little bit of more, a little bit of night, and I'm fulfilling my obligation, 100%. The second tier was much more dedication. I'm learning much more time throughout the day. I'm spending the majority of my time learning. And my motivation is because Torah is amazing. The third tier is not, so it's like, what's the third tier? You're learning even more than that. There's no more time in the day. What is the third tier? The third tier is a fundamental change in terms of what am I doing when I'm learning? What is learning? What is this experience? In the first two tiers, what is the experience? The experience is I'm learning a sefer and I'm learning about the halachas of how to shecht a cow. That's what I'm learning. Yeah, it's the wisdom of Hashem and it's gevaldik. So in the first tier, I'm doing that because it's my obligation. In the second tier, I'm doing that because it's such a chashva thing. It's Hashem's Torah. It deserves to be studied with absolute dedication. It's gevaldik. But the third tier is that what I am doing is an exercise in attachment to God. What I'm doing is an exercise in attachment to Elikus. What I'm doing is engaging myself in knowing God Himself through this information. That's what it means to stand before Hashem, l'shar say, and to serve Him, l'deyas Hashem, in the context of knowing Him. What does it mean to know? How do I know Hashem? It's through Torah, but it means that's your approach that's how you're approaching Torah. You're approaching Torah as an act of avoda, as an act of service, as an act of returning to the source of all things. Which was what the Rambam is also hinting to with him talking about like returning to Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. Adam Rishon, and that's what he says that, you know, to remove from the person the cheshbonus that people make. And returning to that simple, absolute, distilled truth of reality, which comes from engaging in Torah with that absolute distilled truth of what this is, which is just a medium through which I can come in contact with God Himself. And that's exactly, that exercise in Torah corresponds to in time and in place of Gan Eden Mikedem. Gan Eden in Parshas Bereishis, that was before things became complicated. It was exactly like the bread right out of the oven. You know, things were still piping hot. You knew exactly where everything came from. You knew exactly what it was. There was no confusion. That's the difference between Eitz HaChaim and Eitz HaDaas, right? Eitz HaDaas, Tov V'Ra, means that now you have a lot of information, and a lot of the information covers over the Nekuda Pnimis of what it's all about and where it's all coming from. That was what the Eitz HaDaas was. And so what happens now, so the first two, that's why to a certain degree, the first two tiers of Talmud Torah is really, it's learning Torah, but in the way of the Eitz HaDaas, Tov V'Ra. Which is not, I mean, Rav Chaim Vital writes in his Hakdamah to Eitz Chaim, which we learned in the mornings, he says openly is that there's a way of learning Torah in a way of the Eitz HaDaas, and there's a way of learning Torah in the way of the Eitz HaChaim. Learning Torah in the way of the Eitz HaDaas is to see what you're, to define the experience based on the particular information that you're learning about. Like, what am I doing? I'm learning about how to shecht a cow. Why am I doing that? Oh, okay. I'm doing that because it's a mitzvah, tier one. Or I'm doing that because Torah is a gevaldik gezach. Someone has to do it. That's tier two. But what am I doing? I'm learning about how to shecht a cow. No. Tier three is, what am I doing? What I'm doing is connecting to Elikus. What I'm doing is connecting, my neshama is coming in contact with the source of all things. In neshama language, I'm returning to Gan Eden. How do I do that? So that experience is packaged in a way that translates to my human mind as the laws of Hadashach Tekel. But that's just the covering. Again, the mashal that I've given many times is like with a computer, right? So you're writing an email, hello, Mr. Goldstein. So you're typing in the letters, hello, Mr. Goldstein. But that's not what's going on in the computer, right? What's going on in the computer is codes, right? 0101001. Like, but that doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know how to, I can't interact with Mr. Goldstein just with code. So the chokhmah is that code is really what's going on, but it's packaged in a way that now I'm interfacing with it through letters that I can understand. So that's what Torah is. So if I'm learning Torah and I'm just focused on the hello Mr. Goldstein part, then okay, that's one and two. But if I realize that this is code, it's just my point of contact with it is through the letters hello Mr. Goldstein, okay, now I'm experiencing level three, right? And that's what Sheva Levi is. That's the La'ov de L'sharsai. That's return to Gan Eden. That's level three. This is what's highlighted in the last bracha of Asher Bracha Bonim Kol Avinas L'Tarasa. And by the way, in tier three, one of the big differences between tier two and tier three is what expectations can you have? In tier two, Keser Torah, the Rambam said openly that one of the conditions of that level of Keser Torah is not to expect God to take care of you. Don't expect wealth and covet. If you expect it, then it's taking away from you fulfilling the requirement of tier two. Not so with tier three. Tier three, the Rambam said openly that you could expect to be taken care of just like Hashem took care of Sheva Levi. Right? There's Meiser Trumas. Hashem took care of Sheva Levi. It's halachas in Torah. It's mitzvahs in Torah. A Levi is allowed to expect to be given Trumas and Meisers. Not Trumas, whatever. You know, Kahanim and Levim are allowed to expect Trumas and Meisers. That's part. It's their right. It's mum and Sheva. They're allowed. They're rightfully owed that. So if you're in that category of tier three, you can rightfully expect that. But this is where people, again, this is in parentheses, this is where people confuse the two, where it's like that highest tier with expectation of being supported by the Rabbanu Shloim comes not just from quantitative dedication to Torah learning. It comes with also the meichin of what it is that you're doing, of learning Torah in a way of lamed lefnei Hashem, of standing before God, l'deyas Hashem, to know Him. It's almost an act of tefillah. It's almost an act of tefillah, which is why it's not a coincidence that it's Sheva Levi who does work in the Beis HaMikdash, who also happens to be the ones that are separated for this highest tier of learning. That's not a coincidence. Like they happen to be. Listen, they're sitting and learning anyway. Might as well put them in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a coincidence. Beis HaMikdash means davening. Davening means, like I mentioned, not Shabbos. Davening. You have no. But you're not allowed to daven to anything but God Himself, right? So, like I said, Torah, you can still have the first couple tiers, which is focused on what God does or what God wants you to do. So you could be Torah learning. You're allowed to be focused on like what God thinks about, what he created. That's allowed. But you can't daven to that. Davening has to be tzumzach, right? Davening has to be, like Chazal say, elov v'loy l'midaysev. You have to daven to Hashem, not to his midas, not to things that he talks about, not to things that he says. So that highest level of Torah learning, which is learning not the subjects, but using the subjects to get to him, that's really a form of tefillah itself. That's a very tefilladic experience of where you're hyper-focused on the root, on the source of Hashem Himself, of Elov. So it's those same people that are dedicated, their entire identity is davening. Their identity is also learning of this highest tier. When a person does this, then they themselves become transformed. That's the Rambam is saying, that the person himself, even in level two, right, Keser Torah, that's a beautiful description, but the person is not the crown. He's wearing the crown. That's why he himself can't come with any expectations of what's going to come to me. I'm going to get a parnasa. Why? I'm just, you know, it's like they say, you know, there's a conversation amongst chassidim. Who knows if, you know, there's a The story goes that one chassid asked the other chassid, he said, when the king goes to sleep at night, where does he put his crown? So like when the czar or whatever, so the other chassid said, there's a hook, there's a, you know, a hat rack. So he puts the crown over there. So he said, so the chassid asked, that's a chav, it's disrespectful. There should be a servant that stands there. And he should put the crown on the servant's head, and the servant should stand there all night, you know. So the other chassid said, I hear, but you can't do that. Why not? He says, because at some point, the servant is going to convince himself that he's the king. So it can't be. So the point of the conversation was, is that the only type of servant that's allowed to wear the crown of the king is a servant that sees himself as nothing but a hat rack. If all you are is a hat rack, then you can wear the crown. But if you think of yourself as anything more than a hat rack, then you can't wear the crown. So if a person's wearing the crown of Torah, they have to see themselves as undeserving and unworthy and nothing. So they can't have any expectations for chulah. It's just the crown that they're wearing. But not so with the third tier. With the third tier, it's about the person, like the Rambam says, it's a complete transformation of that highest tier. When you engage with Torah with the source, let me explain. We know Chazal say the whole world was created from Torah, right? So who the person is going to be reflected in how they engage with Torah, right? Because Torah is the blueprint, right? Torah is where the world comes from. So what is Torah? Is Torah a lot of information that was just thought of by a creator? Well, if that's the dynamic, then that translates into reality, which is, I am me, I'm a human being, I got my inyanim, I got my needs, I got my stuff, and there's a creator. So then, but if you engage with Torah, the different elements of Torah is completely an expression of the singularity that it comes from, then how does that translate into reality? Then all of reality is also just an expression of that singular point of where it all comes from, which is Hashem. And when you engage in Torah in the third tier, then all of reality is transformed into an expression of Hashem. Just like all of the subjects of Torah is an expression of Hashem, so too all of reality is an expression of Hashem. Well, if everything is an expression of Hashem, then everything should be beautiful and lichtig and holy and blossom. When you have, when things are disconnected, when there is a God and a world, then Lav Dafka is the world taking care, the Lav Dafka is the world so beautiful. But if all there is a God and the world is an expression of that God, well, if God is perfect, then the world has to be perfect too. So when I hit level three and I see the Torah as an expression of God, which means that everything in the world is an expression of God, which means that everything in my life is an expression of God, then that means that I'm going to be taken care of because God is perfect. And wherever God is, that place blossoms. Where is God? In my life. That is my life.
Isn't that you expecting?
So it's not. It's the reality. It's not. That's the thing. It's not like, you know, it's coming to me. I'm waiting for my paycheck. The Metzius, it's like, again, it's like Adam Rishon Gan Eden. It's Adam Rishon Gan Eden. Gan Eden was a perfect place. Why? It was just like the best neighborhood. Because Gan Eden meant a place in which this truth was pulsating. This truth was all the oxygen in Gan Eden was saturated with, you know, with this recognition and with this consciousness that everything is an expression of Hashem. And if Hashem is perfect and beautiful, it says in Pasuk that by Hashem's place is strength and power and kavod. Strength and beauty is by Hashem's place. Where is Hashem's place? So if this world is an extension of Hashem's place, then this place is also beautiful. If my life is an extension of Hashem's place, then my life is going to be beautiful too. That comes with me reorienting the relationship of Torah with Hashem. Because again, Torah is the blueprint of the world. So if the Torah is disconnected from its source, then that means the world is disconnected from its source. My existence is disconnected from its source. And then Lav Dafka does everything in my life blossom beautifully. Lav Dafka. But if the Torah is just an expression of its source, And therefore the world is just an expression of its source. And my existence is just an expression of the source. Then if the source is beautiful, then everything's beautiful. So I could expect my life to be beautiful. Not because I deserve it, but because that's the metzius. And it would be a chesaron in godling, it would be a chesaron in God's shleimus, kivyochol. It would be chesaron in elikus, it would be a chesaron in the shechina if my life was deficient. That's for God to do. We don't have to make more tzimtzum. God will do enough constriction for there to be enough space for us to appreciate the gifts that He's giving us. It's like Chazal say that Hashem says to the Jewish people, Hashem said to us, I gave you a Yetzer, you made it a Yetzer Hara. So, there'll be enough tzimtzum, but we don't have to increase it. But this is what's going on again. So what comes out is that the final bracha, which corresponds to the final tier of Talmud Torah, is a praise to the Jewish people. Because it changes the person. The person himself is now existing as a Merkava, as a chariot, as an expression of Kiviyochel Hashem, because that's how they're engaging in Torah as an expression of Hashem. And the Torah is the blueprint of the world. And Yisrael V'Raisav Kutcher Rechucha, the Jewish person and the Torah are one. So by reorienting your engagement to Torah, that reorients your identity as well, and you become Merkava for that. Take a look at we'll skip a little bit. Take a look at Marmukah number 9. That's the Bach. It's famous words of the Bach. The Bach writes, it's in Siman Mem Zayin. By the way, if you break it down, you could say as follows: the first tier is again learning Torah like you do mitzvahs. Okay. Second tier, again, as I said, is Keser Torah. The third tier is learning Torah Lishma. What does it mean to learn Torah Lishma? Torah Lishma, people make all sorts of mistakes, right? Torah Lishma means to learn not La Halacha L'Maaseh. That's really not Torah Lishma, right? Torah Lishma is, what's Torah Lishma? That learning all day, that's not Torah Lishma. That's maybe Keser Torah. What's Torah Lishma? Torah Lishma is this. Torah Lishma is to engage in Torah in a way that Torah, it's an exercise in Dveikus. Even though this is not a machlokes between the Gra and the Baal Shem, everyone agrees to this. There's machlokes in between them and nuance, but this is what Torah Lishma is. This is what I was talking about. So the Bach of yours talking about learning Torah Lishma, and says the Bach, the Kavanasi is Baruch Mi'oil Maisa, Hashem's intention always was that he oiskim the Torah, that we should be involved in Torah study, Kadesha desatzim nishmasenu, ba'atzmis v'ruchnis v'kedushas makar matziat Torah, in order for us to unite ourselves with the source from which Torah comes from. What's this, how does that happen? Because you see Torah as an expression of the source, and then you are absorbing that information in your brain, that means that you become an extension of the source. And that's why Hashem gave us the Torah, b'matana, shaladishtakach mi'itano, that we shouldn't forget it, kidei shetistabek nishmasenu v'gufenu b'ramach evim v'shizagidim, that mamash our neshamas and our guf, through the mitzvahs, b'ramach mitzvah, v'shasal loisaseh shabatorah, by keeping the mitzvahs, and through the study of Torah, that we should become attached to the source. V'im hayu oiskim b'tarah l'kavan hazois, if a person learns to start with this intention, then you become a sanctuary for Hashem's presence. When the Shekhinah would mamash be with us, you would be a Beis HaMikdash. You would be a Beis HaMikdash. Again, that's Shevet Levi, right? Again, it's not a coincidence. They are the Beis HaMikdash. A person like this is a walking Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Shekhinah would be. The whole world would be illuminated by Hashem's kavod. And that would unite the higher world and lower world. That's this highest tier of Talmud Torah. That's the bracha of Asher bracha bonu mikol amim, the nasalanus tarasa, that we, through the nasalanus tarasa, again, through Hashem giving us His Torah, the Torah that's an extension of Him, that's an expression of Him, that changes, that, and you absorb that. It means that you become a completely, a person that your identity is, L'deyas Hashem, as an extension of Elikus. Memela, everything in your life is going to blossom, because if it doesn't, that's a deficiency in Hashem's presence. It's not a deficiency in your presence. Again, by tier two, it's my parnasa that I'm not supposed to be thinking about. In tier three, you could think about parnasa because it's not your parnasa, it's the Shechina's parnasa. But again, that depends on how you're engaging with Torah. So these are the three tiers. These are three tiers, and those are the three brachas: Asher Kitshanu, Harivna, and whatchamacallit, and Asher Baruch Banu. Now, I guess we have a few minutes left. We'll go like this. For a few minutes, we'll see a little bit. Maybe in the Gemara, as a famous Gemara, we can see the source of all these three different levels of Talmud Torah. Because until now, it was just Rambams. Where did he come up with this stuff? So take a look at Marmoka number 6. It's a famous Gemara in Brachas. Laman Hei Mebeis. The Gemara says like this. Ton Rabbanim. V'yasavta deganecha. It says in Pasuk that you should gather your crops, right? You say it in Krishma. Mata Maloimer. What do we learn from there? So it says the Gemara. L'fisha nemer lo yom ha'shtevar tarazim epicha. So it says in Pasuk, there's another Pasuk which says that you have to always be learning. The Torah should never leave your mouth. Yachol dvarim kiksovan. So says the Gemara. You might think that means literally that a person has to always literally be learning. So Tamalor v'yasavta deganecha. That's what we need the pasuk to tell us. Gather your produce. In other words, you're allowed to go to work. Haneg behem minig deracher. So what does it mean? So says the Gemara. Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught. It means that the mitzvah of learning is to engage with to learn in a way that's normal, in a way that doesn't disrupt normal life. In other words, normal life means to go to work, to take care of your family. Talmud Torah has to fit into that. So that means you learn a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, when you have time. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, well, at Efshar Adam Chayesh B'Shas Charisha, V'Zerei B'Shas Riyah, V'Kaitzer B'Shas Ktsira. You do that, you take care of all your business and so on. It's a little bit of a misprint. Doisha B'Shas Disha, Zer B'Shas Ruach. Again, all the crops. Torah Mateel, that's what's going to be with Torah. What's going to be with Torah? It's already, you're already hearing this, right? So Rabbi Shmuel was talking about tier one. You learn Torah in the context of your life, just like you put on tefillin, in the context of your life. You put on tzitzis. You have a normal schedule, and you put tzitzis in the middle of your schedule, right? So you learn Torah also. That's tier one. All of a sudden, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai is saying, one second, if you do that Torah matzah, what's going to be with Torah? You're already hearing that tier two. But then Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai then goes on, Ella, so what's Lamaisa, what's going to be with Parnasa? So one second, in tier two, who cares? You know, it's like, you're not allowed to think about that. But says Rishon Rechai, now there's a tier three. Bizman she Yisrael oisim ritzayna shol mokim. Says Rishon Rechai, when you are fulfilling the will of the mokim, of the space, what does it mean mokim? Why is Hashem called the mokim? Hu mokim yish oilam, he's the space that the world exists in. Right? There's two different ways to see reality. Either this is the space, we have to fit God in, or all there is God. And the question is, what's all of this? That's what it means when you call Hashem HaMakim. So it says Rishon Rechai, Bizman she Yisrael oisim ritzayna shel Makim, when we're doing the will of Makim, of Hashem, in that context, then Parnasa comes from other places. And you could be confident in that, and you could be rest assured it's going to happen. That's tier three. Ubizman she'ein oisim ritzayna shel when a person is not living on that level of ritzayna shel makim, malach nas, that's when then you have to take care of yourself. There's no guarantees. So already within this conversation, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, you already hear all these different gradations, right? So you have one madriga, Rabbi Shmuel, haibun derech eretz. You have Rishon Rechai already hinting to other two madrigas. One madriga is like, but what about Torah? There's someone has to do it. Someone has to, for Torah's sake, someone has to go all in. And if you go all in, and it's in a way of Ritzayna Shel Mokim, then you can be confident it'll be taken care of. If you're not Ritzayna Shel Mokim, Lav Davka. You could still volunteer for level two, but you can't come with any expectations. The Gemara continues. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Harbi Asuk Rabbi Shmuel. Falsu Biyadim. Many people went with Rabbi Shmuel, the level one, and they were Matzliach. Made a Parnasa. Kveitim. They learned. Kirishim Rabbi Chai. Many people went like Kirishim Rabbi Chai. Vlay Asuk Biyadim. They were not matzliach. They were not matzliach. In other words, what Abai is telling us is that there is a madrega of going into Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's territory of talking about what's going to be with Torah. Lav davka is everything going to be taken care of for you? And hagufa, you can't expect it in level two. If you're in level three, then it'll be matzliach. But lav davka in level two, lav davka in level two. Marmukah number seven. The Gemara continues over there. Amalu Rava l'Rabbanan. Rava said to the Chacham, to his Tamidim, the Metusim in Eichai, I beg of you, he said, B'yam Nisan, B'yam Tishrei, during those 2 months when it was the time of business, so, Leitis Chazakum, I don't want to see you. Ge'echad Leitlitrim in Eichai Kulishat, in order that you shouldn't be busy with Parnassah the whole year. Sacrifice those 2 months, dedicate yourself to Parnassah, and the rest of the year you'll be able to have what to live off of. But don't go all in, and you're not going to have a living like that. Again, if you're oisim ritzonish al makim level three, then malach nazir, then it'll be taken. Then you're allowed to assume it'll be taken care of. But these are the three different madrigas. Now, just to end off very very quickly, a little bit in pnimius. This is what I mentioned on Shal Shudas also. I said it bekitzer then. I'll probably say bekitzer now because it's very late and whatever. But so al pi kabbalah. So we have now, what we have basically laid out in front of us is the infrastructure of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, right? So you have the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, and it's an infrastructure of three tiers. You have tier one, just doing it as a mitzvah. Tier two, the crown of Torah. Torah deserves to be learned. It's amazing, it's beautiful, absolute dedication, and so on. Tier three, but both first two tiers, you're still focused on what it is that you're doing is learning the subject matter. So tier three is that it's not about the subject matter. The subject matter is just a window into the source of where it's all coming from, which is Elikos, which is God Himself. And that changes the whole experience. It changes reality. It changes life. Those are the three tiers. In Kabbalah, whenever you have such a dynamic, in Kabbalah, every infrastructure, every spiritual infrastructure is what every mitzvah is spiritual, right? So we're talking about a spiritual infrastructure. So the Rizal taught that every spiritual infrastructure also has three tiers. The three tiers in the language of Kabbalah correspond to the spheres. Netzach Hayd Yisayid, right? It was Chacham Bin Adas, Chesed Gvur Teferes, Netzach Hayd and Yisayid. Those are the main spheres and the main midas that build any spiritual infrastructure. And there are three tiers, just like in the human body. Chacham Bin Adas means the top, Chesed Gvur Teferes is the middle, Netzach Hayd Yisayid is the bottom. So in Kabbalah language, you would say that these three tiers of Talmud Torah correspond to the three tiers of any spiritual infrastructure. Netzach Hayd Yisayid would be tier one, Chesed Gvur Teferes would be tier two, Chacham Bin Adas would be tier three. Okay, why is this significant? Who cares? So here's what's interesting. In the Kabbalah Svarim, we find that the first two tiers of any infrastructure, tier one and tier two, Netzach Hayd Yisayid, Chesed Gvur Teferes, are fundamentally different than tier three. Tier three is not just the third one, not just the highest. It's fundamentally different. In Kabbalah, the first two tiers of any spiritual infrastructure are the kalim of the infrastructure. Everything exists. Everything has a body and a soul to it. So even spiritually speaking, there's the keli and then there's the ar. Any infrastructure, the first two tiers are fundamentally the kalim of this infrastructure. The third tier, besides it being just the top layer, it's also the soul of the entire thing. It's the ar of the entire infrastructure. Chabad is not just the highest tier, it's the ar that illuminates the infrastructure through the vessels of Netzach Hayd Yisayid and Chesed Gvur Teferes. So the first two tiers, therefore, are, so in other words, one can therefore say the following thing, is that these three tiers of Talmud Torah are not just three different levels. The first two are the kalim, are the vessels, they're the body of the structure, and the top one is the soul of the structure, which makes a lot of sense. Again, the first two tiers, whether you're engaging it because it's a mitzvah, or you're engaging with absolute dedication because Torah is gevaldik, but it's still focused on that. That's still the body. That's still what you're doing is focused on the subject, which is how to shecht a cow. And that's what you're learning. But in the first two tiers, that's all that you're thinking about. In the third tier, what you're learning is still practically speaking, rooted in the first two tiers. I'm learning about how to shecht a cow. But the third tier, which is the light and the neshama and the aura of the system, is, yeah, but that's what I'm learning, but that's not why, that's not really what I'm engaged in. That subject is illuminated by its source. It's illuminated by the elikus, by the root of where it's coming from, right? So again, just like within a person, you have the body and you have the neshama. Now, here's what's interesting. Can you relate to a neshama without a body? No. Every R needs a kli. But a kli without an R is missing inner content, and it's missing its soul. But you cannot have light without a kli. So here's the point. The point is if the three tiers of Talmud Torah correspond to this dynamic, the first two tiers is being the keli, the body, so to speak, of Talmud Torah, and the top one being the light, the soul of Talmud Torah. Just as it's true that you can't have a neshama can't express itself, a neshama can't communicate, it can't engage in the world without a body, so too the top tier cannot exist without there being the first two tiers giving it some grounding, giving it some kalim, giving it some kalim. You can't just have Sheva Levi floating in outer space. You need the Hamoinam. You need the masses of Jews focused in learning like Rabbi Shmuel, because it's a mitzvah. You need the few dedicated souls of Keser Torah. And now that you have, on a Klal Yisrael national stage, you have now a healthy body, you have the Kalim, now you can have Sheva Levi illuminate all of that by being hyper-focused on the soul of Torah. But you can't have light without a Kali. Now, a Kali without light is also dead. Therefore, says the Gemara. So let's go back to the Gemara. Amar of Amnuna. So we have this machlokes, right? Shmuel says, last week the Asher Kitchanu. Rabbi Yochanan says, V'harivna. Rav Amnuna says, Asher Baruch Abanu. Amar of Amnuna, Asher Baruch Abanu is Mu'ul Asher Baruch. It's the greatest of all brachas. Why is it the greatest of all brachas? Because it's the soul, it's the R. Hilkach, therefore, you have to say all three. That's the question, really. Therefore, you have to say all three. If it's the greatest, then just say that. The answer is no. Why is it the greatest? It's the greatest because it's the R, it's the light. It's the light of Talmud Torah, it's the soul of Talmud Torah. But the principle is, because it's an R, because it's a light, you can't have a neshama, you can't have a light without having a proper body to give it a vessel. Therefore, since Asher Baruch Abanu is the Me'ula Sheva Brachas, in other words, because that bracha captures the soul of Torah, the only way to engage in that soul is through a healthy body. Hilkach, therefore, you have to say the first two as well. And so that's the context of what the sugi is talking about. So this is the mitzvah Talmud Torah. So again, the sach hakol is these three madrigas. We should know all of Klal Yisrael is therefore necessary. It's one of the most unfortunate things is the misconception or the misunderstanding is that the ideal is the higher levels of Talmud Torah, and anyone that doesn't reach that is kind of just missing out, wasting their time, just like, you know, if you don't do level one, you're going to hell. So you might as well, do level one. That's Rachmanis. I'm saying that, that's the mistaken notion, right? That's the mistaken notion. The idea is that all these three tiers are absolutely necessary to come together to create a healthy infrastructure that has a body, a healthy body, which is the first two tiers, and a healthy soul, which is the top tier. And just like you can't have a soul without a body and a body without a soul, you can't have any of these tiers without the other two. Of course, when you have all three working together healthily, the third one is Me'ula Sheva Brachas, is the greatest of them all. But because you want to have the top tier, you therefore need to give it a healthy body through the first two as well. So you need Rabbi Shmuel, you need Rishon Barichai with all the different, you need Eisim Son of Shalmakim, you need eight Eisim Son of Shalmakim, you need all these things in order to have a healthy Talmud Torah. Okay, Hashem should bless us, Takli Shbizachah to learn. All right, Shkoyach.